Joining us on the line, he's just become the number one scorer in Rockford East High School history about a week ago, and he's up bright and early for us. We appreciate that. How you doing, Chris Brunell?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Sure, no problem. Yeah. Did you get in trouble with Coach Sackmaster yesterday?
No.
Okay, good. I didn't want to get you in trouble. We called yesterday, and you're on break, right? Who wants to wake up this early on break, right?
Yeah, it's all right.
Well, congratulations on finally breaking the record. We knew that was going to happen, barring injury. We knew it was going to happen this year. Tell me a little bit about, first of all, give people some background. It was Skip Thurene that had the record set in 1961, a 57-year-old record that was sitting there for the longest time, the longest lasting career scoring record in Rockford Public Schools up until until you broke it last, I believe it was last Friday, in a tournament game over the Christmas break. The record was 1,302 points, so you surpassed that. And Skip Thurene, for those that don't know, we talked a little bit about Skip early. He's going into the Hall of Fame this year, the Rock RPS Hall of Fame. Went to the University of Illinois and also played 3 years in the ABA, was an all-star in the ABA. So, first of all, you knew it was coming up. Did you know during the game how close you were? Did you even know specifically what basket it was that broke the record?
No, I didn't even know, but when I came out of halftime, some of my coaches told me congratulations. They said it happened on the free throw.
Oh, on free throw, okay.
Yeah, that's not real exciting, a free throw.
You want that to happen on a breakaway dunk or something, don't you, on a free throw?
Yeah.
What does it mean to you? I mean, you knew this coming in. You've known this is probably going to happen, barring injury. So leading up to what did it mean to you? Now that you've actually broken it, what does it mean to you?
It meant a lot to me. It just showed that I put a lot of work in and it paid off.
What did you know Skip Thurene? Did you know much about him before this?
No, I really didn't.
Is this kind of a long-time goal of yours then? I mean, at what point did you see this was within reach? And did you set your mind and go, that's my goal, I want to break the record? Is this something that kind of happened as it went along?
No, it just ended up happening. I never, like, went to East, like, trying to break a record. It was just played good, and I had a few good years, and my work paid off, and it just happened out of nowhere.
Well, Chris, one of the things I think is remarkable about this team is, you're the senior, you've been there the longest, and if you want to, chuck up 25 shots a game, nobody's going to, Roy's not going to yell at you. No, you could just basically say, look, it's my team and you're going to follow me. But it seems like you've consciously changed your game to be more of a point guard. So how did that evolution come about?
Well, I had to kind of change my game because this year I'm surrounded by a lot of talent. And for me to put up a lot of shots, that wouldn't really look good when I got all of this talent surrounding me. And we could do it all together.
Well, and in terms of down the road, I mean, how tall are you? 6'3"?
Yeah.
Yeah, 6'3" shooting guards in college are a dime a dozen, but 6'3" point guards in college, that's a perfect kind of size. So, was part of the evolution also looking forward to the next level?
Yeah.
What things did you work? Did you work specifically anything then this offseason preparing for that?
Yeah, this offseason, I just worked on my shot, ball handling, and court vision always came because I just learned it from my brother. He taught me the game basketball. Mm-hmm. He taught me about my IQ and how I just need to evolve and get better.
That's the toughest thing, I think. I mean, you can work on your jump shot, you can work on your ball handling, but court vision, I mean, how do you get better at that? I mean, sometimes I think that's almost a skill you're born with, is you can see things and see things developing. How do you work on that?
Yeah, court vision, it's just evolving about growing up, about playing basketball. But I think I'm just a smart player and I have a high IQ, and that helps me on the court with my court vision and being a point guard.
Let's talk about that tournament a bit, because I think you guys played three ranked teams in 4 days, and there was like a flu bug going through the roster, so everybody was kind of sick. And then you guys went 3-1. Your loss, though, was by 22 points. So coming out of the tournament, what did you guys recognize you need to improve to reach the goals that you guys have?
Well, walking out of the tournament, we feel really good because we felt we hit a lot of adversity down there. It was just a lot of things going on, and I was just happy that we stuck together as a family and as one unit and stuck it out and left with a winning record playing against three of the top teams in the state.
You guys are 14-1 right now. Tell me a little bit about, where are you right now in the season? Are you Are you playing your best basketball right now? And maybe that's a bad thing. You might want to be saving that for the end of the season. Or where is there room for improvement as a whole? Because, again, 7-0 in the conference, 14-1 overall, and that one loss is to a ranked team. So, I mean, it's been a heck of a good season so far.
Yeah, I think we're not at our best, but we just keep getting better every day. You can see it every day in practice and every time we step on the court. I think we got a lot more improvement to do as a team. And once that happens, we'll be like, well, really, a really good team.
What specific things you guys need to improve on? What's kind of, what are you lacking right now?
Nothing really. We just need to tighten everything up so it can be sharp and on point. And so everything will be crisp.
Were there certain things you saw playing the top teams? Because that's a good measuring stick. When you're playing a team that's 3-12, you can pretty much do whatever you want and might even get into bad habits, beating bad teams. But you guys, like I said, played some really good teams this tournament. So what little things did it expose in the tournament that you need to focus on?
Defense, really. We just need to focus on defense and lock in. That's one of the main keys that will help us and help us be successful in the future.
Yeah, that's in the tip-off classic, you guys were beating teams so badly, you started gambling on steals to get dunks. I was like, okay, at some point, you're going to have to like stay in front of people. Here's a question for you. Last year when you were in it over at Jefferson, because I run the Jefferson scoreboard, I know NIU was there and a couple other college coaches were there. You haven't announced where you're going to go. Have you decided and you're just waiting to announce, or is you know, that's something, are you still weighing options?
Yeah, I'm still weighing options. I'm just focused on the season right now. That's my main goal. After the season, I'll start opening my recruiting process back up and making a decision after the season. But right now, I'm just focused on one thing.
Can you talk about what teams are looking at you or what teams you have interest in?
Yeah.
Who are they?
Well, it's the same schools. I just had never – same schools as the interview before. I just never have committed yet. I'm just waiting on the perfect time.
Okay. Because Shaden's also getting looks, I think, too, right? And plus Andres Thompson. I know Rock Valley's been talking to him, and he was kind of unknown. So how much does that, you know, get talked about in the locker room? Or are you guys trying to consciously keep, you know, the future out of the locker room?
No, it's good because, like, every game, when we play good, we make each other look good. And every game, it'd be college coaches and all type of people at our game. So that's why every time we step out, we try to give it our all and try to show them our best. But it's good because everybody's going to keep the future going after high school. We all got some colleges looking at us. We might all go separate ways, but at least we still got something going on after high school.
One of the things I noticed this year is that if Sincere goes off, Sincere Parker, then you kind of take a step back. But like against Jefferson, I think they face guarded Sincere, and you had 18 points in the first half. And then in this tournament game, there was a tournament game where Sincere only had 14 and you had 27. So is that something you kind of adjust in that first quarter of, okay, you know, they're overplaying one guy, so it's my time to shoot the ball? Or how does that work?
When somebody's off, like, everybody's going to – someone on our team is going to step up. We got a lot of leaders on our team, and when someone's down, someone's always going to pick up someone's slack. But at the end of the day, the person that also finished the game off strong and try to help us out and contribute in some way, because you can't be in a slump the whole game. You got to come out of it eventually.
How do you explain how well you guys get along? I'm assuming you're getting along pretty well here, and with so many – high-level players, sometimes that's a difficult thing. I mean, how much is it, do you guys talk with each other? Do you hang out a lot together? Or how much is Coach Sackmaster kind of keeping your heads all in line so that nobody gets too big-headed or nobody gets jealous? How do you deal with that?
Yeah, we hang out every day. We basically like brothers, all of us. We really don't – nobody ever gets jealous, because when somebody sees somebody doing good, we really get, like, really happy, because all we want to do is just see each other do good for each other, do good, because that's all we got. And when you're just around your best friends all the time, all you want to do is just see them do good.
Well, another thing, too, is, of course, you guys have setting up something that looks good. It could be a very special season, and we're talking about Hall of Fame coming up. You know, down the road someday, you guys, you know, who knows how many of you guys might end up in that Hall of Fame someday. So, I mean, you're creating memories that you're going to be talking about for a long time. So, you don't basically don't want to screw that up by getting jealousy and all that other stuff that's kind of getting in the way.
Yeah, true.
So again, congratulations on the 2000. Well, on 2000, excuse me, on the school record for points. Like I said, we saw it all coming, and congratulations on a great season. You guys got a lot more to go.
Yep. Well, yeah, and then the next big milestone would be that East hasn't won the conference since 1981. The last thing, I guess, you've probably been playing against Trey Tucker and David Williams your whole life. So that Harlem game is all of a sudden a big deal.
Yeah.
Did you see them being one of your main competitors this year, or is that a surprise?
Yeah, we tell you everybody the same, but I knew Harlem was going to be good. Two 2019 kids that's really good and got a lot of talent and just been showcasing themselves and just trying to show everybody that they got talent and that we're not the only ones in roster that's really good.
Well, and you get a chance to expand that. We're going to be calling your game starting on Friday. You're back in regular season action against Hananiga on Friday. We'll be there calling the game tomorrow night. So, again, congratulations, Chris. Really appreciate you taking time this morning. And best of luck Friday night and the rest of the season.
Thank you.